Find meaningful goals. Identifying what one truly wants from life is essential. Many people express a desire for happiness, a loving family, and a fulfilling job, but these ambitions often lack clarity. Vague goals can hinder motivation and make it difficult to strive for success. Achieving goals requires facing challenges. Hard work and determination are vital, and setbacks are inevitable. Without a strong goal, it becomes easy to give up when confronted with difficulties. For instance, aspiring to be a CEO may seem appealing, but the reality is demanding. CEOs often work 60-hour weeks, face tough decisions, and regularly have to fire employees. Lacking a true passion for this role can make it challenging to manage its demands. Since challenges are a part of life, it is important to find something worth working hard for. Discovering what brings joy can make the process enjoyable. For example, the author of a dating advice blog realized his passion for writing about relationships. Despite initial challenges, his love for the subject helped him overcome obstacles. In time, his blog attracted hundreds of thousands of subscribers, allowing him to pursue it as a full-time career. Searching for an easy life without challenges is not the solution. Success comes from finding a meaningful goal that inspires dedication. It is also important to decline tasks that do not bring joy. Being selective about commitments allows for a focus on what truly matters, leaving behind what does not contribute to happiness. Success through struggle in the art world. The art world often highlights the idea that success often comes from struggle. We typically picture an artist as someone broken, undervalued, someone who won't stop until their talent is recognized. Surprisingly, this stereotype holds a lot of truth. Take guitarist Dave Mustaine, for example. In 1983, he was kicked out of his band just as they were about to become famous. Fueled by anger over this rejection, Mustaine was determined to prove his former bandmates wrong. He spent the next 2 years tirelessly honing his skills and searching for musicians to create a better band. Eventually, he formed Megadeth, a highly successful group that sold over 25 million records. Despite Megadeth's success, Mustaine was still unhappy. He constantly compared his achievements to those of his old band, which was Metallica, one of the biggest music bands in history. This comparison made Mustaine feel like a failure, even though he had many successes. Mustaine's unhappiness shows a common pitfall: measuring your success against others. For him, feeling successful meant being better than Metallica, which set him up for disappointment. In contrast, Pete Best provides a great example of how having the right values can lead to happiness. Like Mustaine, Best was also removed from a band on the verge of fame, but this band was the Beatles, the most successful group ever. After watching his former bandmates soar to fame, Best fell into a deep depression. Eventually, he changed his perspective. He realized that what he truly wanted was a loving family and a happy home life. While he still wanted to make music, he no longer allowed his musical success to define him. This shift in focus led to a fulfilling life, and Best found joy in playing music again, even if it was with less famous bands. Avoiding unhealthy values in life. Many people prioritize pleasure in their lives. However, pursuing pleasure above all else isn't healthy. This focus is often seen in drug addicts, adulterers, and gluttons. Research shows that people who view pleasure as the ultimate good are more likely to experience anxiety and depression. Another unhealthy value is measuring your life by your material success. Whether it's wanting a nicer car than your neighbors or showing off a new Rolex, this attitude is very common, and you've likely felt it at some point. However, this mindset doesn't lead to greater happiness. Studies indicate that after our basic needs are met, additional wealth does not increase happiness. Chasing money can harm your well-being if it leads you to neglect values like family, honesty, or integrity. The tendency to adopt these poor values often comes from not having meaningful ones. To avoid being overly focused on pleasure or envious of your neighbor's new car, you need to find values worth pursuing. These positive values should be grounded in reality. Benefit society. Have a direct and manageable impact. For example, honesty is a valuable principle because you can control it, only you can choose to be truthful or not. It's based on reality, and it helps others by providing honest feedback. Other good values that meet these criteria include creativity, generosity, and humility. take responsibility for our lives. Every year, many amateur runners join marathons, often to raise money for charitable causes. While many find it challenging to complete the race, most feel proud of their achievement. Now, imagine being forced to run a marathon. Regardless of how well you did, you would likely dislike the experience. When we feel pressured to do something, it can take away the joy of the experience. Unfortunately, many people go through life feeling as if their experiences are imposed on them. Whether it's a failed job interview, being rejected by someone you care about, or missing a bus, we often see ourselves as unfortunate victims of our circumstances. Take the case of William James, who was born into a wealthy family in 19th century America. He struggled with health issues that caused him frequent vomiting and back pain. He dreamed of becoming a painter, but he found it difficult to succeed and faced constant criticism from his father. Afterward, he attempted to study medicine but ended up dropping out. Feeling sick and unhappy, and lacking family support or a job, James even considered suicide. Then he learned about the philosopher Charles Peirce, who emphasized that everyone should take full responsibility for their lives. This idea struck a chord with James. He realized that his unhappiness stemmed from believing he was a victim of outside forces. He blamed his illness and his father's harsh words for his situation, which left him feeling powerless. Recognizing that he was responsible for his life and choices motivated him to start anew. After years of hard work, James became a significant figure in American psychology. So, if you ever feel like a victim, remember William James and try to take charge of your own life. For instance, if your partner breaks up with you, it's easy to blame them for being unkind. However, it's wiser to think about your role in the relationship's issues. Perhaps you didn't contribute enough to household chores or support your partner's dreams. By acknowledging and learning from your mistakes, you can prevent them from happening again and live a happier life. The challenge of identity and risk. Imagine you're a senior manager at a big company. You enjoy your job, earn a good salary, drive a nice car, wear sharp clothes, and earn respect from your colleagues. Most importantly, being a senior manager defines who you are. Consider that you have a chance to reach the top position. This opportunity comes with significant risks. If you don't succeed, you could lose everything, your job, your car, your respect, and most importantly, your identity. Most people would avoid taking such a risk. This behavior is due to what's known as Manson's Law of Avoidance, the tendency to avoid anything that might threaten our identity. While steering clear of major risks may seem wise, our strong desire to protect our identity can often hold us back. For instance, many aspiring artists and writers hesitate to share or sell their work. They fear that if they reveal their art or writing, no one will appreciate it. Failing would damage their identity, which they've built around the dream of becoming great artists. So, they never take the chance. Fortunately, there is a way to counter the downsides of Manson's Law of Avoidance, practicing Buddhism. Buddhism teaches that our sense of identity is just a trick of the mind. Labels like rich, poor, happy, sad, successful, or failure are not real and shouldn't control our lives. You should learn to let go of your identity. Freeing yourself from your identity can be a liberating experience. For example, if you always see yourself as career-focused, you might prioritize work over family and hobbies. Letting go of this limiting self-image allows you to pursue what truly makes you happy, whether that's spending time with your kids or building model airplanes. Question your beliefs. We all know those people who think they're always right. They can be pretty annoying, especially when they refuse to listen, even when you point out their mistakes. Thankfully, you probably don't act like that. But the truth is, we all sometimes believe we're right when we're not. For example, one of the author's friends recently got engaged. Everyone thought her fiancé was a nice guy, except for her brother. He kept criticizing her choice and insisted that the fiancé would hurt her. Most people believed he was mistaken, including his sister, but he wouldn't accept that he might be wrong. To avoid acting like this brother, it's important to regularly ask yourself if you could be wrong. This practice can help you identify the areas where you mistakenly think you're right. It's not easy to question your beliefs, as our false ideas often hide our insecurities. This means that if we keep examining our choices, we might discover uncomfortable truths about ourselves. In the case of the critical brother, his dislike for his sister's fiancé likely covered his insecurities. He might have been jealous that his sister found love while he hadn't. He could have felt left out because she was focusing on her fiancé rather than him. Whatever the cause, it was simpler for him to make wrong assumptions than to confront his feelings. Fortunately, you don't have to make the same mistake. By being open to questioning your beliefs and facing your insecurities, you can live a healthier and happier life. The complex nature of romantic love. Romeo and Juliet is known as one of the greatest love stories ever told. However, it is not a happy tale. It includes violence, banishment, and family feuds, ultimately ending with both lovers taking their own lives. This tragic story of the star-crossed lovers shows how dangerous romantic love can be. Research indicates that passionate relationships can have effects on the brain similar to those of cocaine. You experience a powerful high but then feel a significant drop afterward. This can lead you to seek that high again, often with different partners, which can result in pain and suffering. In Shakespeare's era, the risks of romantic love were well understood. The playwright may have intended Romeo and Juliet as a critique of love as a harmful obsession. Up until the 19th century, most couples based their relationships and marriages on practical skills rather than passionate feelings. Today, romantic love is often viewed as the ideal, which can lead to heartbreak. So, what can you do? Should you abandon romance altogether? Not really. Romantic love can be either healthy or unhealthy, depending on certain factors. Unhealthy love occurs when partners use the relationship to escape their issues. For example, if someone is unhappy with their life, they may turn to their partner for distraction. However, personal problems cannot be hidden forever, and this type of avoidance usually ends badly. Healthy love, in contrast, happens when both partners are genuinely committed to the relationship. They don't use each other as distractions. Instead, they support one another. This support should be welcomed. If one partner tries to solve all the other's problems or control them, it can lead to issues. Dominance by one partner is a sign of unhealthy love. Fear of death and its impact. It's uncomfortable to think about, but we will all die one day. This reality affects how we live our lives. To explore this, we can look at the ideas of Ernest Becker, an anthropologist who had a unique perspective. Although his unconventional views and early death limited his academic success, he wrote an important book titled The Denial of Death. In this book, Becker highlighted two main concepts. First, humans are very afraid of dying. Unlike other animals, we can think about different possibilities in our lives. For example, we can imagine what might have happened if we had chosen a different career, like being a pharmacist instead of a teacher. This ability to imagine has a downside. We can also think about what life will be like after we die. This brings us to Becker's second idea: knowing we will die makes us want to create something that will last after we're gone. We look for ways to achieve a kind of immortality, which leads some people to pursue fame, while others try to leave a mark in religion, politics, or business. However, this desire for immortality can lead to serious problems. People's attempts to shape the world according to their wishes can result in war, destruction, and suffering. Additionally, this drive to leave a legacy causes personal stress and anxiety. Fortunately, there is a simple solution. We should stop chasing after immortality. We need to let go of our obsession with fame and power and focus on living in the present. Instead of seeking validation through accomplishments, we should find meaning in our current lives and aim to spread happiness around us. Moreover, not worrying excessively shouldn't just relate to death. Trying to please everyone can lead to pain. If you want to lead a happy life, concentrate on what you enjoy, whether it's a challenging hobby or a loving relationship. Everything else is just a distraction. Key points. 1. Clarifying your goals is key. Clear, meaningful ambitions drive motivation and success. 2. Challenges are part of achieving goals. Hard work and determination help you overcome obstacles. 3. True happiness comes from valuing the right things, like creativity and honesty, rather than chasing pleasure or material success. 4. Taking responsibility for your life can shift your mindset from victimhood to empowerment, leading to personal growth. 5. Avoid letting your identity define you, as it may prevent you from pursuing what truly makes you happy. 6. Healthy romantic relationships support personal growth, while unhealthy ones serve as distractions from personal issues. 7. Focusing on living in the present and finding meaning in everyday life can reduce stress and lead to greater happiness.